Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that is complicated but has huge consequences for everyone in the UK in particular, the battle over the Bank of England's bond selling policy.
That's right. The core of this issue is a policy known as quantitative tightening, or QT. It's the reversal of the massive quantitative easing program that the Bank of England used for years, directly following the 2008 Great Financial Crisis. This highly technical issue is now at the center of a major political row in the UK, a row that has serious implications for millions of people.
It does, and the drama is about to come to a head. Reform Deputy Leader Richard Tice is meeting with Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey this month to challenge the policy. This is happening because Tice wrote a very public open letter to the governor, citing serious research and demanding answers. The informed public are becoming more aware of the inferior policies the BOE is attempting to inflict on the UK population once again.
And you can see why. The bank's QT policy, where it sells the government bonds it bought in the past, is being blamed for a number of financial headaches. The biggest one is that these sales are costing the Treasury billions in losses.
Why is that happening?
Well, think about it like this. During the QE years, especially after the 2008 Great Financial Crisis, and again during the pandemic, the bank bought up a huge amount of government debt called gilts when interest rates were at rock bottom. Now it's selling those same bonds back into the market. But with interest rates at much higher levels, the value of those bonds has dropped in real terms. So the bank is selling low what it bought high, and the losses are massive. Total mismanagement that will cost the country dear.
And those losses are being paid for by the taxpayer, right?
Exactly. The bank's losses from these sales are underwritten by the Treasury. We're talking about huge sums of money. Since 2022, the state has lost £45 billion, and some estimates suggest the total cost could reach £134 billion. That's more than the UK's entire annual education budget.
That is disturbing, to say the least. And beyond the direct costs, QT is also making it more expensive for the government to borrow money in the first place.
Yes, the bank is flooding the market with bonds at the same time the government needs to issue a huge amount of new bonds to cover its spending. This flood of supply pushes down bond prices and forces up their yields, or interest rates. So the government is paying more to borrow, which just adds to the debt burden. All this is happening while the government is already posting record borrowing numbers, with a huge chunk of that going to interest payments on its existing debt.
Given these problems, you'd think the bank would at least consider changing course, right?
The pressure is certainly mounting. We're seeing an unlikely coalition of politicians and economists from across the political spectrum demanding that the bank at least suspend QT. In fact, the bank did make a recent announcement that it would slow the pace of QT from £100 billion a year to £70 billion.
So they're listening?
Not quite. The fine print of the announcement reveals a clever, or complicit, bit of financial engineering. While the headline number is lower, the actual plan shows the bank will be selling more gilts in the coming year than it did in the previous 12 months. It's a move that suggests they are actually increasing, not reducing, their active bond sales.
It seems like the bank is doubling down and the political class is finally losing patience.
That's exactly right. This issue is no longer a niche topic. It's becoming front page news. With the UK's economy on a shaky footing, many are concerned that continuing this policy could trigger a full-on fiscal crisis. How this standoff between Tice and Bailey is resolved will be critical for the UK's economic future. We observe with interest.
Of course, many in the DBAM Academy have seen this all before. The same sleight of hand, what we call death by a thousand cuts, to every person's financial well-being, whether through stealth tax, inflation, or currency debasement, the effect is the same. People are worse off every time these financial experiments are allowed to proliferate, which they always will as long as politicians remain ignorant or complicit in how money is created and managed.
Fortunately, those informed are on to them. And for the first time in history, ordinary people can extricate themselves from the damaging effects of these policies by owning sound money not susceptible to debasement. In fact, quite the contrary. Let's continue to observe the Bank of England cast the illusion of control in the midst of toothless government and ignorant media. Time will tell who ends up on the right side of history this time. The clock is ticking.